Let's start. We start with a much older source. His name is the Rambam. End of the shiur yesterday, we're talking about the Rambam, and we got ran out of time. So Rambam is in Perek Ches, Lochahei. Okay, I'm reading from my Rambam. We may have to put it on the board because not everyone has a Rambam, but let's first read it in the Rambam itself. Nashru Rov Olav. In the Shtairu Shlosha Olin Bekan Echad Kosher.
Rabbi Orachayim.
Right, Orachayim. You got it. Terrific. Thank you. So we got, we're now in good shape. We have a very outstanding shiur assistant. He knows what he's doing. Okay. It goes by pages or by simonim? You can get it by simonim or only by pages?
I think you can get it by...
Is it simonim? I can't read it. Is it pages or simonim?
It's by pages.
Okay, so you have to just give a guess. Go to the end of the book. On the side, go to the last page and we'll work backwards. Because it goes in the order of Shulchan Aruch. So Lulav is not quite Purim, but it's... Oh. Samach Tes is what I'm looking for. Go one back, one page before that. Samach Tes, Hadassah Rava. That's what I'm looking for. But how you know what page? You know, it's not going to help you to just push on that. You have to guess. What's the last siman? Samach Tes is, what's the very last one? Keep going. Pei Aleph. So if it's Samach Tes of Pei Aleph, it's at 70 out of 80. Right, so it's about 7/8 of the way through the page numbers.
There are 257. So,
okay, what's 7/8 257?
200 for now.
Go 220. See what happens. Let's see. Okay, try it there. Oh, that's me. I'll go. Good, you're only one off. Good. Baruch Hashem. Yep, he's good. Let's go. Nashu Rav Olav in the Shtairish Losha Olin Bekan Echad Kosher. Now, what in the world do these mean? So, the Pesach Magad Mishnah, I'm going to hear his words. Okay, watch. Quotes the Gemara. Rabbeinu says, Bekan Echad, look at his trap. What's a Lomar? Bechol Kan Vekan Uposhetu. No, not that we started saying yesterday, it's enough to have three leaves in one, I don't know what it can, one row. The kanechon means every single one. That's not how I read the Rambam. He reads the Rambam when he says kanechon means everyone. In other words, it's asa matzra. He had seven, four fell off, three are left, and each and every one of the kanim of the entire one. Good enough. So explains the Magad Mishnah. But is that really true? Is that really true? This is the Lecha Mishnah. Kosei Rav Magad. Or some of the Cholkan V'kan. V'atu lo haven came b'divir Rabbeinu b'simen tarmav. El shesov v'kesvarz balayitur t'b'kan echot shlosh she'olim lachem sagi. V'tamal shel balayitur t'midamile liyov shu'olov. I told you this already yesterday, that there are many who compare withered, totally dry leaves, leaves that fall off. So just the same as if it's all dry and one good one on top, it's good enough. So if they all fell off, it's good enough. That's how the Bala Yitur says, although we see Yitur is a little bit different, almost like this. And the Torah understood the Rambam that way, a fundamental machlokas. How to read the words of the Rambam. Yeah. Wow. Now, where'd this come from? The Tshuvas HaRosh tells you to look at Tshuvas HaRosh, Klal Chav Dalet Simen Yod Alef. So, can we get here? Will we be able to get back?
Yeah.
Yeah. Top left.
Thank you. Shahalt al hadash nashu alav alo nishuba ki mishlosha alan lachin. Have yodea ki davazeh nafal bo machlokas ben agoinim. Ha Rambam zal kosav shahu kosher. Wow. He learned the Rambam the way his son the Tur learned it. Now you know where Tur got it from. Got it from his father. Right? Not like the Magad Mishnah. The Rav is al nechak alav 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 I thought before I saw this machlok, I thought the rabbi was right. Did you roll those kaimis? Lo dami li yavshu. The yavshu is nu. Af bishen kol kachoda. Well, nashim batzel l'shiurim lo nisha harov. He says beferish. You cannot compare the two, yavshu and nashu, right? But the way he understood the Rambam, he made exactly this comparison. That's why the Rosh argued with him frontally. This is a big machlokas for both sides. Gedolei aposk. Oh, this is a problem. Let's open the Gemara. Lechemish is kasha, but let's see it in the Gemara itself. Both sides bought a whole bunch of svarim today. We'll see how many we get to. Open the Gemara itself. The Gemara lamed beis amud beis on the very bottom. We saw this Gemara twice already. Nashur of olav in a shtayba miyot kosher. Vashtei avoso kayemis. Hagufa kasher. Amrit nashur of olav kosher. Hodotoni vashtei avoso kayemis. Frek the lecha mishnah. What kind of kasher is this? The top one is good and the rest are no good. I have to show you the inside. It's not fair to you. I'll have to show you Rambam inside. Everyone should see it. Rambam. Here's the Rambam said. Nashir of olav nishtar shlosh kam kan echad kosher. So the Magad Mishnah called echad v'echad, and the two understood it to mean in only one. So let's see the Lechem Mishnah inside. Wow. Oh, here we go. Everyone see it? Kosev Rav Magid. He means what? B'chol kan v'kan. Tur doesn't understand that way. Like the Itur. Right? It's like the Dami Leili Yavshu. The Rosh says, no, we just saw it. Ayla Bala Itur is the Kasha. Lama v'gamora per glula v'goz. Lama v'beis v'beis. Shehikshu agufa kasha. Amrit nashu olav kosher. For the Tani l'vashi yev also kayemes. What do I answer? Okay, I asked. Okay, with the nasul tray of us, that nasul tray of us, they give us a matzro. No, we're better terrors. Better terrors. What happened? Nashur of Alin, Shebebeis? Finisher Echot Kayim. Means if there's one row, which is good, it's good enough. Says the Lecha Mishnah, well, Yeshloma. It wouldn't fit in with the words, but the kasha is a good kasha. Give it. I have another rekimta. You don't have to count the matzra. Oh, that's what gives an answer. It wouldn't fit in nicely with the words. Okay, that's what he says. So Lecha Mishnah says, fine. Rabbosai, I want to show you something in the Mishnah's Yavetz. Oh. This is this?
Top third one.
This?
Yeah.
Okay. Simon Samach test is all about Aaron Yonim. And let's see. Can't read everything at once. Gimel.
We want it to be a little bit bigger.
How do I make it bigger? Press there's a plus somewhere. This? Show me where I'll make it bigger.
Just to control.
Wait.
One more time.
Ah, great. Much bigger. He knows what he's doing, this man. Thank you. Watch this. Kotzal Gemara, Rambam, Lecha Mishnah. Of course, we just saw. Are you able to read it? Is it big enough?
Yeah.
Okay. So he asked the Kasha Lecha Mishnah. Why ask the Matzroah? It's Lech Mishnah's Kasha. So you gave a teretz, the words don't sound that way. Watch what he says, an unbelievable word. He quotes the Kesef Mishnah. Let's see what he says. It says in the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Yav Shurov Olav Inishu Bo Gimel Badi Olam Nachin Kasha. Uvarosh Kalechav Yechad. Rabbeinu Hishmet Abraisa. He claims the Rambam never quoted this. He presumably learns like the Magen Mishnah. Umaydi itmar lov etzorach tam lama. Udvarav tmuim. Halazem afurish barama vichos luv perek zayin alocha ches. See, we were looking at perek ches alocha. Hey, who looks at perek zayin? What does it mean perek zayin and perek ches? We spoke about barichas. Zayin is the very identity of the minim, and ches is the psulim of the minim. If you want to know if it's a min or not, if it's in ches, it's a min, maybe puzzle. If it's in Zion, it's not a min at all. That's what we saw the lumdus. So what's in Perek Zion al Chachas? What does Rambam say? I read it to you. Okay. He says, Hadas Varova, you need three tvachim. Okay. Vafilu ein b'chol bad u'bad. Listen. El shlosha olin lachin k'sherin. Who is Shibarosh Abad? Look at this. Beferish, word for word. Right. What's going on over here? That's his kasha. Beferish Baramba. Right? I feel him bechol bad abad el shlosh olam lachan ksherin. Who is Shibarosh Abad? No. So the Magen Mishnah is stuck. So what does he say? Tanur Rabbanan says the Magen Mishnah, Yav Shualav, Gimel Badei Alam. No. So you see, Klod Rambam is a Mekel, like the Tur. What's going on over here? What do you quote? Yav Shualav. No, what do you see? Or Samech is the Kasha, in Perek Ches Alocha Hei. Namely, that the Magen Mishnah Chesed is a pillar, but I want to go show it in Yom Samech. I have to show you things inside. I can go back and forth, or it's not going to be a problem.
Yeah.
I won't lose the big print.
No.
Okay, very good. Let's see. What is this? I'm going to go back to the Rambam. I'll go on links. Or Samech. Forever. I tried, but let's go back. Didn't work. Okay. V'nir v'birat varam. Watch this. L'choras sorachin al Rambam shekazus perek zayin halacha ches. I feel him bechol bada bada l'shlosha al nachin k'sherim. Hu shib arosh arad. Harei gabi yov shua olin koshiv. Sarach shiu shlosha olin lachin b'rosh abad. In perek ches alocha hei, by noshu he says, in the shtari shlosha olin b'kan echad koshiv. V'kan lo koshiv shiu sarach shiu b'rosh abad. Don't say rosh abad. Zayin Ches, he requires Rosh Shabbat. In Ches Hey, no, doesn't say Rosh Shabbat. Hashem Muchrach B'Divrei Rambam. The Shtei Halachas Miuchadase. This is brisk. Two halachas. Hainu. Sharaka Be'yov Shurov Olov. Sover HaRambam Shetzorach Shlosha Olin Lachen B'Rosh Shabbat. Abba B'Nosh Shurov Olov. In the Shtei with Shlosha Olin B'Kanechat Kosher. Afiluk Shein B'Rosh Shabbat. Pella sounds like I would have said backwards. Noshu is better than Yovshu. He saw that Dvaram Nira. The Bitaba the Mils, look at every word of Rav Jolt. Every word is precious. Bitaba the Mils of the Sarach Shiyu Alan Halach and Baroshi Abadim, Pirish Rashi Sham, Sugalam and Gimel, Uvarosh Kolechat Shiyu Alan Lach and Barosho, Baroshi Abadim, Albem Tsom Lab Hodaru. Fine Shimidin, Hodaru. Should Sarach Shishlosh Alan Halach and Baroshi Abadim. Fine. Well, if he's a Nimse, the Lerav Tarfan says Lamadama Base. To hold the shenikdem roshu kosher says Rashi lo boy hoda b'hadas im kain gam kshishlosha all in alachanim lo b'roshi abadim mikom akom hadas kosher shelo boy hoda b'hadas v'hodi yomar damen gimel beza now uberosh kolecha v'yechod kapirish Rashi shem tzol avodohu ze kosev aliba de masnis in sholam et beza mit beza. According to the Rambam, it's like the Rambam's pshat that he'll fear Ruach HaKodesh with Beis Midrashenu. No, the Rif Rambam's a machlokes between Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, Lamed Dalet, Lamed Beis. It makes sense. We're only on Lamed Gimel. They didn't look at the Lamed Dalet yet. So the Gemara Lamed Gimel goes according to the mission on Lamed Beis. Ah, Kabbalah. Tadas shenikdim rosh apostle the boy hadag gam badas. Aval lahalocha to paskinik Rabbi Akiva. That's an ayin. Rabbi Akiva. The Hadash and Nicknam Rosho Rab Tarfin, a test. The Hadash and Nicknam Rosho Kosher, as the Rama says in Perakhes, Halocha Hey, Fahina the low boy, he the Hoder Bahadas. Only by what? By Esigalu Nabadas Varov, as he explained three Samanam earlier. Him Cain, ain't Sorosh you all of Shlosh Olam Alak and Baroshi Abadim, Shere ain't din Hoder Bahadas. So Kabbe Noshu all of Kosov Rambam Shemnishtaru Shlosha Olin Bukan Echot Kosher Umashmina Filu Lo Nishtar Baroshi Abadim Eleven Tzong as a Kosher Shud Lo Boy Hodor Bahadas. Wow. Like, tell me, pray tell, why if it dries out is it worse? Here it fell off. Why if it Abba Ulam Biyav Shirov Olov Kosov Rambam Perek Zayin Locha Hey Halacha Ches, excuse me. Vafilu ein bechol bado bado l'shlosha olam lachem k'sherim hu shibro shabbat. Nu, how can that be? V'nire, the Rambam mefarish od dekotani b'sukah lamed gimel alf. Hana, ton rabbono. Yom shu olam mishtari bo gimel bado olam lachem kosher. Omer chistav v'rosh kol barachol v'yechon. Hayna lo kamo shapirish rashi mishum to be amtsom lav hodaru. No, we pass nino required about us. Another reason. What's the other reason? Kevan sheyovish posel b'hadas v'zalo mishum lo havi hodur shelo boy hodur b'hadas elo as the Meiri says in Lamed Dal Lamed Beis sheyesh makshim lo mashapir shigdol yerabonim hod lo koya hadas hu adin arava yovish amai mifsel b'hu. So he says nakasha why sheyav shusin b'fricha b'yad harein kamo she'enon adkan b'yudvar the yovish posel damav yushami. Yavish is kemes, lo mesi malaluka, and therefore nishtai v'shlosha olin lachen b'rosh yabadim harei zekosher shushir b'yavish b'adas lo havi yavish kemes b'adas elam nisyabshu gam b'rosh yabadim d'zeh simen shebechol abadu kemes aval nishtai v'shlosha olin lachen b'rosh yabadim af al pishe ebzom nisyabshu. It's not considered kemes. Oh, do we understand? By Yavshu, you need the three on top. When they fell off, not. Why? When they fell off, no, what's the psul? It's not eight of us. We saw that, Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. Uvachev, Osa Kayemis. So as long as the three left somewhere, even in the middle, it's kosher, there isn't of us. But if Yavish, it's the psul, it's kemes. That depends only on the Rosh Yabadim. So therefore, it's the entire body is considered to be mace. Myridic. Myridic. He explained, a genius of Jolti. He explained why it is that having them dry is worse than having them fall off. How can it be? It can be. Because if they fell off, you don't need hadar. All you need is what? You need others, and that could be anywhere. If there's seven rows, one of the rows is still intact. He learns pshat, not like the Magad Mishnah, like the tour. It's good enough. But if some of them dried out, if the top one is dry, the whole thing is considered to be dry. It has to be the top one, has to be fresh. Oh, now, what was the Lechem Mishnah's original kasha? Watch, so we get back. How do we start with this Mishnah's Yavis? With the Lechem Mishnah's kasha? Oh, what is the Lechem Mishnah's kasha? Das Rambam Balitur. Shem Nashu Rov Olav. Finish Tairu Shlosh Olam Bekanechat Kosher. My parachina and Pergulav Agosel Hogufa Kasha Amrit Nashu Olav Kosher. Hoda Tony Lavashi Avosa Kayamas. Came out to the tray. Obos Hechem Mishkach. I said, no. They give an answer. Nashu Rov Olin. Finish our Echot Kayam. Nain, says Rav Sholti. Pirchaz Agamara Sham. Halohi Aliba de Masnis and Sham Daf Namad Abezim and Bez. The Kotoni Nikdam Hadas Rosh Apostle. Hi, no, the Shagam Hadas Tzvay Hodor. Came in Nashu Rov Olav. Belav Ochi Hu Apostle. Mishim Dlo Havi Hodor. I feel in this shoe Shlosh Olam Beroshi Abadim won't help. It's Apostle. It's not Hodor. They push it. Shabbat Shanashu Rov Olav ain't a Hodor. Lo Dama the Yav Shrov Olav in the Shtai with Shlosh Olam Nachem Beroshi Abadim. Shrei Zek Kosher. Because the Rosh explains Nashu Yavshu. Yavshu Miu is Nayu, Kemish Nishu Shlosha Olam Blach and Beroshi Adam has a Hadar. Ulam la Halacha, Shabir Posuk Rambam, Neitur, the Benoshi Rav Olam and Ishtai Shlosha Olam Kanechat Kosher, you don't require all the Badas. I've also Kayamis is enough to have one. Ah, Meridik. Meridik. There's one difference though between the Eitur and the Rambam. Because the Eitur learns Noshi Rav Olam. Why? Not because you require hadas, hadar ba'hadas, as Rashi understood it. No. Eat the whole, the nichas lulav, like a tarfin, nickname Rosh Abadas is kosher. You know, presumably that Rashi's reason. You don't require the ba'hadas. No, not only that's the reason, but okay, so he's assuming. The sovar eat to the gamba hadin, avos. Shetzorich sheyavosu kayemes lenikra avos elakshuk berosh abad shirakim berosh abad nishem avos yeshlov shame avos aval bishenashir avolov. And Rambam says no, could be anywhere in the middle is also good. This all we read was Rambam says the whole summer class only read os gimel. Isn't it brilliant? I got to go over it a few times. I wish I had to save it to give you. Now if I'm trying to bring it tomorrow, os simin samachtes os gimel mishnas yavetz. His sheer brilliance. He answered so many kashas. Doesn't mean there's no other way out, but I think it's a brilliant piece. So I had to show it to you, so I had to get your notes for a chokh. I just couldn't resist it. Okay, Rabosa, you have to go over it a few times to see what a beautiful this. It's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Okay. Fine. Who discovered this idea? Rav Sholti discovered it first, but maybe the people who preceded him to some extent, back to Bar Ilan, back to that Rambam. No, that didn't work. Back to the Rambam. One more link. Rabbeinu Manoach. Where is he? Here it is. See what he says. Here we go. What? Oh, watch this. He promises you, right? He mixes everything in together. That's a Ravid. It's the other thing, the Ravid's famous chat with the Ruach HaKodesh. One second, please. That's a riff. What do you say? Nosher olav, going to naflu shnai mikolavas viavas. In the shnayru, watch this. The botzim mishlol she'olin ena ovas. V'davka shibrosh shabbat. Aba b'yam tzala machshirina. Kamosha kosa v'rab b'pirkin d'liel. Ah, not like Rav Zsolti. Rav Zsolti is what up to Rabbeinu Manoach. Rabbeinu Manoach says, although the Rambam omitted Rosh Alan, Rosh Abad in Perek Ches, he must have meant what he said in Perek Zayin. No! Rav Zsolti says. Two different in him. But I can't blame Rabbeinu Manoach. He didn't have the Mishnah Tziavas. I can't blame him for saying what he said. That's what I would have said on my own also. But I think that Rav Zsolti is more correct. Let's go further. The came in the Menosher of all of the list of Klal, Sagi, B'Gemara, Alan, B'Kan Echad, Kol Shkenim Yavshu. That's what I would have said. Kol Shkenim Yavshu. I don't know the chap of Rav Zsolti. Rabbeinu Manoach is very, very good. I would have said like him. I told you before. I mean, okay. Adkan. So again, Rabbeinu Manoach is correct in his chat, presumably based on Perek Zayin, that chap he had, which is against the Magen Mishnah, for some reason, as it's somewhere in the middle of that big Osamech, it's the Kasha also against the Magen Mishnah. How can he say what he said in Perek Ches? He didn't look in Perek Zayin. But as far as the details are concerned, the Rabbeinu Manoach is simple, but probably Rabbi Bezhult is probably more correct. So you see, the Torah develops. Fine. Ad Kan Rabosai. Ad Kan. It's interesting. Fine. Let's leave it the way it is. We should. It's too deep. We'll get lost. Okay, fine. Interestingly, if you look on the tour, you have the tour on the bottom. The tour on the bottom says that it's a misquote of the Iter. The tour quotes the Iter as saying that's enough to have one on top. If you look at the original Iter, it says no. You need three on top. Three on top. That's what it says. If you look at the bottom of the tour, the footnote of the new tour, footnote Vav, Hagos Feros, and you need three rows on top. Three Konim. That's what it appears. Interestingly, what happens in the following situation? We're discussing situations where both sides, where it was avos, and then it lost its status of avos. Those things dried out, things fell off. What'll happen if it was never avos? It grew in a fluky way. The top was kosher, top one, top three, that's a question of the eater himself, or the Torah fi eater, and the bottom just never grew, didn't fall off. It was never there. Never there. So the Orchos Chaims, the quant of the Iter, would be no good. Only if it dried out, only if it fell out, would it be kosher. Again, only if it dried out, only if it fell out, would it be kosher. But if you look in the other Rishonim, even the Rambam, for example, it sounds like that would be kosher also. You can fulfill the requirement, the top three, or the middle three in the other case, and that's all. That's not what it was. Don't have to look at history at all. Okay. So Rabosai, we saw on our Lamed Beis and Mid Beis what's considered to be Shota? Two and one. Two and one is considered to be Shota. And what about two and two? I would say it's the same Shota. That's what I would say. Same Shota. However, let me show you what the Rambam says. We'll start with, we're going to go slowly with this, because it's apparently in Europe these were very common. They had to rely on these coolers. I mean, I had to blame the people in Europe. it was worse shape than we are in America, even in the 70s, I'm assuming. Uvada. Two and two is good. How can it be? If you look, it's a source goes back to the, really not to any of these sources originally, goes back to the Maharik. I guess we should look in these two places. Truma Zadeshin, Reish Nun Tes, and Maharik. Let's see if we can find this. Where are we? Okay. Shoresh Mem Aleph. What? There must be something wrong here. No. All right. I don't get it. Oh, in the Chadoshim. Oh, come on. I didn't see that. What? Ah, here. Press the wrong button. No. Let's see. One more try. Oh, got it. He pressed the wrong button. You see, my eyes are not so good. It said Chadoshim. This is a real one. Watch this. Hashdash showed the posa for the Eved. What do you need? Three Bechadkina. Anything else is going to be posa. What's going on over here? Oh. Watch this. Try to bring a certain raya. Look. Listen to this. Rabbeinu Ephraim said as follows, quote, Ani eini mevorech al hadas shot ashalachem shekula yavish ve'emalach lukas ruach. That's in Hilchos Bar Mitzvah B'Samim from Abdullah. So you're medakting and mevorechin olav and you're meyachadim la'abdullah b'motzit Shabbos. It's avde be'echad ha-mitzvah. Since you did a mitzvah for it in Sukkot, have another mitzvah for Abdullah. No, he says, Lo hayotzma v'shem b'chovas lulav, ala milu b'yam v'shem hina mitzvah. You guys have a lot of memalia b'shabadat shota, which they used to use. They felt it was no bal tosif, because it's a min hadas. We spoke about that yesterday a little bit. Even though it wasn't kosher. That proof is not a good proof. It's not a good proof. It rejects the proof completely. Okay. Now, slow. So that's a shota, forget about it. Brings other riots. Oh! Beis ola mi'ukatz echad mamish, hashlish ola gabeh. that, only that shelter, but two and two is not. Watch this. Treva chad. Dafka also shlishi the matam and hashnayim all over rochav who the mikri had that shelter. And with lamalam and hashnayim, that's kosher. No, that can't be. That's totally wrong. But then he says as follows. Old matzosi b'seifa nikur bala shlomo shekosav sham zel shono. Omemar lo matzah lo estrog lo yavi lo porish lo rimon. Mal de table I see lo shtakach toros estrog v'lo omar. Oh, we saw that gemara, right? V'lo omar. Watch this. Shetishtakach toros lulavi estrog. Shma mina shem ein lo echem en aminim yavi hashar v'yavarech olav pilei ploim mamish. You're missing one of the four. No problem. Take three and make a bracha on it. Only the Hashlama can say that. I have to be a Rishon to say that. We can't. It's unbelievable shita. Unbelievable shita. It's against the Mefurash Mishnah. The Makom says that. Watch. Where am I? I lost it. So Shota's low garbage, if you didn't have it at all, maybe that's what they did. Bala Shlomish has a track. They combine what they learn Pshat and Rashi with the Hashlama. You find you rely on people who has a track. He says, Bala Shlomo Atzma Kosev Basol Torah Kacha Yoma Morizal Vani Yoma Lo Lamaisa Lo Lavorech. Okay, you can't make a bracha. He himself said you can't make a bracha. How can it be? It's a Mishnah. Dalin Minish and Lulu Machman says there. Befurish. The Hashlam asked his Kasha. He gave an answer. And I can't understand what his answer is. I went to look for the Hashlam in the Otsu. What they had that? Ginzi Rishon? Otsu Rishon? I bought it once or twice. Yeah. Missing. The book is missing. So I don't have Hashlam. I don't know if we can get Hashlam on this. I don't think we get it. So we'll have to just figure out. If you can find that safer, it was called like Ginzi Rishon at. I think I had that shlomo, if I'm not mistaken, from before. But I couldn't find it. I went downstairs to look. Couldn't find it. Kitzur, it's very difficult to rely on any of these coolers. But let's take a look on the Ramah. Open the Ramah. Ramah wants to suggest to rely upon it. Let's open the big shulchan aruch. It'll be a little bit easier. Everyone has the big one? Tarmav. The Ramah, Siv Gimel. Look at this. He says, if it's two together, one on top, shaita. Upas la fila b'shaz atchak. Igaman the yama v'gemara the kosher. Really? Okay. Yeah, we did suda. Remember we saw Rav Kana. Right. I saw it. It was makbat to do like him. Okay. Nogin ve'elu ha-medina sechat chila lotez ve'elu ha-dasim u'vavoyim ve'en shlosh olim v'givo lechot. They rely on that shita, but I thought we don't pass in that way. The Yesh Mishakos of the Adasim Shlomo in the Kroma that showed the Hove Shem Shnaya Begabe Shnayim. Then that showed the Muska Begamara. Chenogu Lahoku Moshakos of Marie Kolon Marik, or Marie Islin, the Chuma Sedeshin, but Shuva Seya. This is a very, very schwer word. No? Very, very schwer. He does quote it. The Gra in Sivkot and Ches says, let's take a look. I am a rich shorash mem alaf on a beish and to me Rashi. Shekos of trei v'chad shnei olin v'ukatz echad o'ole echad dimelamata. Mashu davka b'hai gavno. Hoye mi ulamala v'na shnayim efshu shu kosher l'Rashi. And he's drawing on that shlomo. Mut levorach, if you're missing a one. Yeah, he's just saying lamet z'chus. Very difficult to rely upon it. Very difficult. Fine. So he's mitzar for two svaros that not nechonos. He quotes a gemara in Chulin, Shas Atchak. But he says he quotes a Marik. We saw it's against the Mefurash Mishnah. I didn't understand the Truma Sadeshin said I didn't find any heter at all. He has the Mordechai to quotes it about making a bracha on the Hadasim Hadas Shote. Marik Sosa Divrei Omishkein Adra Mitvrov Yeshnu LeHefech wasn't the main one. Ain't shem smach with the ram. The kitzah nimrit, the Vilna Gaon is not happy with this kula whatsoever. Whatsoever. You know what the answer may be? Once again, who comes to our rescue? The rescue, mamish. Hilchos chag b'chag. Hilchos chag b'chag. He has a whole new pshat. I asked you to see. You see, I'm Aram HaKomach, I don't know if you even found it. I asked you to see a sefer that whoever heard of the sefer. I asked you to see over here. Rav Hai Gon's Perish to Uktzen. No one look it up yet? I wonder if I can get it. Can I get it? Can I get it for you? Let's see. Let's learn Mishnayos and see. Mishnayos. Everyone knows Uktzen from Seir Mishnayos and Shas. It's the last Masechta and Shas. Unless we've never even heard of it. Mishnah. Uktzen. In Uktzen, of all places, mamish, the very end of Shas. The very end of Shas. Perek Gimel. The last perek of all Shas. Can you imagine this? Last perek of Shas. Mishnah Dalet talks about Ali Halufa Shaita. So the word Shaita is in here. Right? Got the word in. Watch. If I can get it for you, it'll be great. But I can't. Rav Hai Gon didn't make it. Can you imagine? Rav Hai Gon didn't make the cut. The Tziv, the Rashash, you know, the first one. Rav Hai Gon didn't make the cut. But I have it written down. Rav Hai Gon writes as follows. Hadas Shotim in She'olav Rechovim. What is the kosher one? Tzorim, narrow. What does that mean? If there's two here and one there, why is that so? They're so wide, there's no place for it. It's very, very wide. Very wide. That's why it won't fit. If that's the case, suggests Hilchos Chag B'Chag, a page, Reish Yud, I believe it is, that if it's two and one, then one was kicked up because there was no room for it. That means they're very wide, that's why it's possible. But if it's two and two, no. It's just two and two, each one is a separate row. Unbelievable. Unreal. Unbelievable. But then, there's the most unbelievable Rashash. It's even more unbelievable. I don't know if I can get it for you. Are they Mefarshim on the Medrash? I think so. Medrash they have, right?
Yeah.
Let's take a look if they have Mefarshim on the Medrash. Medrash Agoda. Bereshit Rabba, where is it? Medrash Rabba?
Torah.
Oh, Torah. Torah, thank you. Bereshit Rabba. Vilna. Rosh Hashanah was in Vilna. Okay, so if it was in Vilna, there's a chance he'll have his perish. Okay? Where are we? Let's first see if they have it. They don't have it anyway. I'll never be able to forget it. I can't find it to you. The Rosh Hashanah is something unbelievable. I can show it to you at another place. I want to tell you what he says. Look what he writes. Listen carefully. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who makes a big deal over here, right? He's the man in Asugya. Take a look. And now Asugya. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Bahu, the Kaimi, Tlosa, Tarfi, Bikina. Right? Very important sheet. He has to have three. It's Rabbi Yehuda's Lishitasa. This is an unbelievable Chiddush. Rabbi Yehuda in Hilchos Tzitzis, of all places, listen carefully, says the basic number is three. Three. Doubled over, we'll end it with six. Which may end up, you're up to 12 at the end of the day. Bekitza, we Paskin suggest the Rishash that it's deal by Tzitzis is only two. Our Gemara is going to be requires three. So we, by Tzitzis we Paskin two, so we don't have to have two and two is fine. Harifas of the Rishash. Let's Chazer again. The word gedil, right, which is related to what we're discussing over here in the sugya, it's either two or three. Machlokas and Masechta Menachos comes to tzitzis. Ahogam all here goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, who requires three. We pass is enough two, so therefore two and two would be good. So suggests the Rashash and his Pirish and the Medrash Rabbah Perek Samaches. This is wild, but we'll see soon. Hopefully, yes.
Two and two is on the same level.
No, no, that'll be fine. That's four. That's a matzra. Two and then two and then two. There's never a three. It's not even one. Still kosh. Pilei floor. Two and one is no good because one is going to be no good. But two and two would be good according to this cheshbon. Wild cheshbon. We'll see soon. Let's open the Mishnah Berurah. That's the most standard perusha before we get to the a little bit wilder ones. Okay. We'll try to give a full coverage of this whole sugi. Mishnah Berurah Sifkaton Yud Zayin Tofresh Memvav Mishnah Berurah Yud Zayin. That's the bottom line of Mishnah Berurah. He says Yotzu Harbe B'Kanechad V'Nashu Me'en Atzul Nishu L'Ala Shlosha B'Kanechad Kosher Matzro Afilu Nashu Ruba Shal Yud Zayin Nashu Me'en Dalet. That's a Gemara. Yud Zayin, Yud Zayin in Mishnah Berurah, last four lines. The cave and the nisha gimel and dine office coming to me. Aval the nisha rak shnai and puzzle. The alpha dash is but gimel the kind of the nisha rak shnai and call kind of nisha rak shnai and his kimu kamachon and lahakshir. Yeah. Sham shan the style alcohol upon him robakan for ruba kakulo. My shank and haka should not shoot rubum. Being a shako punish in the style sheer of us. They say nukalak sheer number the alpha of us coming to me. Okay. Before she missed the brewer. Does anybody hold the kula? Yes. 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 Someone holds the kula. The rokeach. Anyone that we haven't access to right away suggest the leniency? Watch this. The Prisha in Siman Tov Resh Mem Vov Tzorachin, what does it say? There were seven, you're left with three, it's good. What happened to you? Three? What about two? Maybe your two is also enough. Since two is the majority of three, it's good enough. I thought for sure no good. You need these three, either three or a majority. So Mr. Brewer says you're right, three or a majority. Rokeach says you're wrong, two of seven is good. And the Prisha is Mesupik. How do you like that? Wow. Wow. The Ra'ah is the one who said that if two out of three are good, are left, it's okay. The Mechaber never quoted that. Presumably the Mechaber is Machmir. Mechaber is Machmir. Mr. Brewer Sifkot Yud Ches quotes his Machlokas. Yesh Me'achshirin with his Yud Ches, Yud Ches. Mr. Brewer Yud Ches, Shartin Yud Ches. Yesh Me'achshirin, Yud Ches, Hara'ah. I brought in the Ra'ah. I never knew till today. There's a Ra'ah in the Sukkah. I discovered it looking for the other thing. I brought it up for you. It's fascinating. Good. Beautiful parish. It's out for 17 years. I never knew it existed. Okay, you live and learn. You have a chance, you can look it up. Okay. He holds its kosher. Because Ruba Kakulo. Okay. The same way as where Machshir. The majority of the height. So we're all of a sudden Machshir, the majority of each and every row. V'yesh Poslin. The Ran. Right, the Ran said that the Ra'ah's Ra'ah is not a good Ra'ah. He didn't like that. Okay, fine. He wasn't sure it'd be good. That's how Machlokas is quoted over here. The Mechaber didn't say boo, but the fact that he wasn't Mekel means it sounds like he's Machmir. So it sounds like. Oh. But of course, if we're Mitzaref, the Shita Sa'itar, and the Torah, and the Rambam, maybe we could be possibly rely on the Ra'ah as well. We saw the Bialacha yesterday about the Rove of a Rove, right? That's a Shaila. The Alter Rebbe's Mekel we saw. The Mishnah Berurah is what to be Machmir. Fine. It's not completely clear that the Poskim are Mekel. Why? We understood a Rove of a Rove meant that the, what happened? The bottom three rows fell off completely, and the top have 2 out of 3. He ended up with 8 of 21. That's what we understood. However, one could also understand, no, never said it fell off completely. He said the bottom ones fell off and they're puzzled. You know why? Because 2 fell off. Do the math. If 2 fell off from the bottom 4, from the bottom 3 rather, you following me? The top 4 have 2 apiece. 2 times 4 is 8. The bottom 3 have 1 apiece. 8 times 3 is 11. Woo! 11 is the majority of 21 by the skin of our teeth. So that could be the pshat. Maybe those Rishon we thought would be making, they were not making. They made 11 of 21, not 8 of 21. Fine. Good. Okay. Now, we mentioned yesterday for a Chaim, a Svara, you want to combine a little here, a little there, you need the robe of the entirety. In other words, if I have, let's say I have, what? We need 3 tefachim, okay? So I have a tefach and a half here, and a tefach and a half on top. Assume you need the full sheet, just to make it easier. So you're mitzarif them. So the suggestion is made, that's only true if the in-between is less than 3. If the in-between is more than 3, so the 3 that are good are a minority of the total adas, you can't combine them. That's what we spoke about yesterday. With the Rubu Kukulu, you have to take the entire entity, not just the minority, not just the sheer. You have to consider the entire entity. Okay? He says that does not apply if you have the majority of 3 tefachim in one place. You have the majority of the tefachim in one place, you don't have to take into account anything more. Not required to take into account. I could cut off the top or cut off the bottom. Not required to worry about it. Only if they're over the 2 makomos, then you might have to take into account the middle one as well. Okay, now we go to the Taz. Rebbe will say, please open to the Taz, Sivkotin Zayin. This is going to be very shocking to you if you haven't seen it yet. Taz Tov Resh Mem Vov Sivkotin Zayin. Let's read together. It's talking about the 2, right? If it's 2 and 1, it's Shait, it's Puzzle. Quotes the Gemara, quotes Rashi. Fine. Alkein paslu aposkim, it's considered to be shoyta. V'torach ramol akayim in agenah shemivorach anadasam gailu. V'nirali yeshmach v'raya b'derech zeh d'rav acha torach l'kayim divi rav kahana. Af al gav d'ein ha-mitzim en ha-mufchor. Toko omar v'loshen afilu. Emesh mekvodo d'rav kahana oved kein. V'al zeh omar ma'av rav meimar d'yaba kor li'adas shoyta. Kolomar, ein o min ha-mufchor. V'cholik al mashem mahadid afkazeh, avladina hu kosher, kainir li levakesh smach laminik. Wow! You know who else said it? Who was the one who's always coming to defend Minig Yisrael? The always finds who? The Miri, Aruch HaShulchan, right? The Miri is the Rishon, Aruch HaShulchan is an Achronim. What the Aruch HaShulchan says about this? Watch. Aruch HaShulchan tries to defend Aminik. Amazing. Quotes the Gemara. Fine. Look what he says. The first player holds. Hadash shows a lot of Hadas. And she told me, man, come on, Bachar. I told you this yesterday. Bachar Shote. The opinion of Bachar. V'lo nachla. In the Kamaka Bacharu, Vatora Karasa Bachar. So too. Ovis is Chala Filawal Shnayim. V'rayim is there. I both say Parshas HaShavua. Nothing is a coincidence. Parshas HaShavua is the Holy Aruch HaShulchan. Choshin V'yefo Dixiv Parshas Tetzave. Migbolos. Tas also Masi Avos. Tirgum Unklus Gedil. Rashi Pirshosh and Kliya V'gedil. Who are covered with Shnayim. Gedil Gedilim. Harekan Arba. Yevamos Hafei by tzitzis, gedil shnayim ukli avigankam b'shnayim, kavu b'rambam psov pektes b'shabbos, the kli avitolod dariga yachay b'orag ve'orag tamach begid gimel shabbos shnei chutim chayim kli es shnayim. That's what it says in the Torah. Anaf etz ovas afilu b'shnayim. Yeah, the Gemara says ovas min amuvchor tlosa tlosa, and he says trei echad is min amuvchor, and that's rejected. That's called a shaita. That tilsa muvchor yoser. Gam Zayin Apostle, the Trey Mikri Ovos. Wow. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Unbelievable, Aruch HaShulchan. Unreal. And this is goes by the same story with the Tzitzis, with the Rashash. He doesn't quote the Rashash, but it's the same Yisod. It's enough to have two Adi Gemara says three, so he said, so the Chatchila. Rashash says, no, it's a Yudul Shitoso, requires three by Tzitzis too. But they're both along the same lines. It's Chidushim Nifloim and Aroim. Okay, put that aside. A Hadas Shota, however you define it, is it considered a Hadas or is it not a Hadas at all? So, let's take a look. What does the Ran say? Turn to the Ran on page Lamed Ches. Lamed Ches. Lamed Ches. On Lamed Ches, the right side, the fifth line. What's possible? All see. Normally saying Hod only apostles day one, but things which are Einon Minon, which is not a Min Hadas at all, could go Hadas Shota, black or white. Forget it. Apostle all 7 days. Forget it. Befurish in the Ran. Right, Befurish in the Ran. Befurish in the Ran. And what will happen, Rabosai, assuming the Ran is correct, that Shota is not a Min Hadas at all. Is that only if it was born a Shota? What happens if it had three and then they fell off? That's also a Min Acher. How can it be a Min Acher? What is it? Was it a trance? I'm asking a Shala. A trance? Can a Min Acher when something fell off? Okay, we can say these things. How can it be? My Elta Zeta said it's impossible. Can't be. Look in the Elta Zeta. Look in the Shari Tshuva. Right over here? You will have a Shari Tshuva. Tov Reish Memvel. First words. Ayin Rishut Pnei Yeshua. That's the grandfather of the famous Pnei Yeshua. Beginning of Shlomo. B'noshu Rav Olav B'inyan D'Posel Afilu Shayomim Posel Amad D'Sfilei Hadar Kol Zayin B'inan. Ah, it's only going to be possible if you require Hadar. But it's not this. Come on. It can't be a different min. It can't be. Why? He writes, it's obvious to the Shut Pnei Yeshua that if they fell off, it's not a min acher. They can't change its stripes, change its species, change its type. It's a lack of Hadar. So it's kosher 7 days, right? According to those who hold that Hadar's kosher 7 days after the first day. Again, Nashir of Olam B'inyan the puzzle. Afilu b'shayam apostle leman the sphere lehod bekozayim beinon. But otherwise it would be kosher. It didn't change its status. How can it change its status? That's certainly going to be a min hadas. Oh, does this agree with my elder Zayda? Say no. Once it lost its surah, it's not a min hadas even though it fell off. Ha! The Ran didn't say so. But there's a ritva. Gotta be honest with you, as much as I'm a Pnei Yeshua fan, they have to because of family considerations. But the ritva doesn't seem to hold that way. Chof tes omid beis. Sounds like he says that even if it fell off, it lost its status of even being a min hadas. Okay, I'll try to find it for you. Yeah, let me show you. Okay, you're not going to believe it. I hope you all agree that logically my great grandfather's right. Am I sensing agreement or disagreement? How can you disagree with him? How can you say that if it fell off, it lost its status? I don't say he could possibly even suggest it, but I have to show the ritual. I have to be honest. Yeah.
What's wrong with saying that if it's not greed, then it's not hadas.
I agree, it's not hadas, but
no, not a hadas.
Not a hadas at all. Oh.
If it's
not hadas by definition, not hadas, not hadas. That's the Ran says beferish not that way. The Ran says there were some things that are not hadas, they're kosher after day one. Some are not hadas at all, and they're posel after day one. So this is a distinction exists, and he includes shaita in the non-hadas at all category. But I'm suggesting by Elta Zeta did. That's only if it was born that way. It's a different min. But if it fell off, it changed its min. Well, how can that be? Hold on. There's a ritva. Look at the ritva, Rabbi Asa. Chav tes amit beis. Where are we? I have the new paragraph. It's right in front of me. How am I going to find it in this humongous ritva? You have to help me out. Okay. I'm looking for a paragraph against the word old. Oh, I found it. See, out of the Shemaya. Old yesh ikuv echa bedal minim who call shen shmo alav shikvo shen bo kashir lulav shu ofta oshen nashir av alav oshen nifritz av alav oshen bechad hutza oshen chores el ein aleim shem lulav esvek Vehadas shota. What does that mean? Ain't both plus of the kinosh and of us, or the nashu rov olav. He said it beferish. Nashu rov olav, ain't shamo olav against olav is before. Ain't shamo alehem. Careful. That the against my elder zaydim. What can I tell you? Like the shutnei Yeshua said, if it fell off, it's certainly the same man of hadasim. And the ritva is saying, no, he holds like you. If a chavah to a ritva, that's not big. I don't know. I'm still like, I like my, the Pnei Yeshua better. What can I do? What can I do? Ritva is a ritva. You can't help it. Okay? Now, what else might another nafkamina be? I'd like to show it to you. Oh, let's turn to the Rosh, Simon Yudalit. I both say open to your rush, Simon Yudalit. Everybody? The rush, Simon Yudalit. Okay. In the middle of this rush, very long rush, Simon Yudalit. The discussing what we call Baal Tosif. Right? So he says over here, Rambam Kosaf. Here we go. The third line of page Chafei. Av lehosif yochol vein kan bishim Baal Tosif. Afil ma'adam et tzorach eged. Elam ke mosif min acher. Kedemuchak vasov perek vuhu bezdin. Rambam Kosev and Rotzel also Badas Ke Shetia Gudal Gedolah Mosif and Noi Mitzvah Shar Minim Ein Mosif, and you can't add something else. So right, see the Rosh. What about adding the Hadas Shota. What do you say? What do you say? So Rabbi Osai, post can talk about this. Yes, they brought you the Kilus Yaakov, right? I think yesterday, I think we read Chav Zayin, am I correct, yesterday? Let's look at Chav Vav. So he has two simonim on this. Look what he says. He writes as follows. Watch this. Listen carefully, please. We know about the Rosh Hashita. The Mishnah Berurah says, say you're lying to my Rosh Hashita if one fell off. Avakasha. Why is Hadas Shota Pasul, even Mishnah Zatrak, pull off the extra one? Very good, Akasha. If two are there and one fell off, that's kosher, right? So if two are on the same level, one's on the top, pull it off. That's a great idea. You know what's going on? I repeat. If two here and one here is puzzle, but if two here and one fell off is kosher, why the puzzle? Pull it off. You left with only two. What a great kasha. What a great kasha. Pull it off. V'nira b'zeh. The hadas shota shiny. Shenechshav kemin acher. Kevin the Mitchilas Kidulo ain't no tlosa bechatkina, ain't the mina the eights of us hammer batora. Shinyana the kaima gimel gimel bechina coming ain't clear. Avakshem Mitchilos where kaima gimel gimel bechatkina, kvaru mina the of us, ukshenoshu echon mikol kan chosirak matsiashal of us maya. Then we call there, ah, Rubukakulo. Meridik. Fim Tomar. How can it be? It's a gavaldik akasha. How can we say it's two different minim? The same bush grows many branches. Some of mishulash, some are not. How can we say it's a different min? Yesh lomar t'chaygav nashchan slaf shemotzi gimel minay peres tamros of Yonas v'kafrisim. The Mishnah is a famous Gemara in Brachos in case of Mevorachin. Upshita the kol prinechshav kemin mifnei atzmo. How do you like that? He's going with that mahalach. And the footnote he says, look in the Rosh. Simen Yudalit. Simen Yudalit. What does he say in Simen Yudalit? He says as follows. Watch. Uvahadas, right before the little aleph of Korban Asana. Uvadas she'ena avos nechleku agdolim imu min hadas v'yochel hosu v'menu l'noi. Right, that's a shaila. The Bahag says mutter to add it, a platcha. Okay. Whoa, hold on a second. Bahag says hadas shota afil b'hadi asa kweni posel. And the Trinoi caused him Yuchalasas Kulim and Ovis, Mitzvah and Mufra, Mimeno, Motzi, Elishlosh, Hadassim Ovis, Mimaleos, Hadashot, Bishapadam. But then he quotes, Minamikro, Yamash, with the Shnei Mininain, Tixiv be Ezra, Vale Hadass, Vale, Eight Ovis. Omnam on a row and Shigadel and Baruga Achas, Vishav, Mimara, Vakoma, Zayotzi, Olavavos, Vizayotzi, Olavavos. So you see, it's one min. So that's a pretty good foot. It's a good horror, no? Wow. So that's the whole discussion over here. That's what he meant to look in the rush. Wow. Rav Zsolti has the following kasha. Why is there no Mishnah which says Hadas showed this puzzle? There's so many psalm in the Mishnah. Look at the Mishnah. So many psalm. Let's read it together. What does it say?
Gozul, Yovesh, Asher, Nidachas, Niktam, Nifritzu, all the roofs, seven different cases. Why you mention the most obvious case? Hadas Shaita. Answer to Rav Jolti, it's not a Hadas. Ever talked to Rav Moshe Soloveitchik? They asked, where do you find Esther Gamurkov in the Shulchan Aruch? There's no way there. So he opened it up, Rav Moshe called me. So it's the first word. Esterik! My Rebbe was very fond of saying over that story. It's not an Esterik! It's not an Esterik! Okay, this is fascinating. I think it's since we have Rav Jolti here, I don't know if we're going to get him back tomorrow, so let's just see one more time when he says this. Top. Here?
Yeah.
Let's go on. Watch this. Lama lo katani gabi hadas v'mastisin shadash shota posel. Mucha shadash shota eino hadas posel el shebechlal eino min hadas. Tlo habi min hadas. Finished. And that's not the Mishnah. Hadas Shota is puzzle. The Mishnah says Hadas. This is not a. Never said Mishnah Esther and Murukah was puzzle. It's not an Esther. Right? Oh, Ait Safzafa. The next Mishnah. That's different. That's a Min Arava. We're not up to that right now. I just wanted to show you this in Rav Jolt. I had to show it to you. Rabosai, you see this in the Rambam. Did you quote the Rambam here? Oh. Perigzan alocha beis anafet sabas and betoro who adas sheolav chofenes eto kon sheishlosh sheolav no yosa came begivul echad avle moishnei olam b'shavas zekanegazeh olah shlish shemala ein ze avos nikvadas shaita lakosav ram shadas shoto apostle ela shehu nikvadas shaita eino shumen acher eino min adas hakosh lebitzvaso. How do you know? He doesn't spell it out here, I don't think. I saw another Svarim. It's in Perek Zion. I told you the end today. Whatever's in Perek Zion is not the min at all. Perek Ches, the psul. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Let's say Emek Brocha says that in the Kuda. Oh. Oh. Fine. Now, Rabosai, what about the... Let's go again. I don't have time for everything. Oz Beis. Rambam writes, we just quoted before, Kol Ashiro Rubo. To Magam Mishnah in Kulo. What did the Torah say? Watch this, look at the Torah inside. Kos Vagonim, Shetzorach She, Bechol Shir Orach Hadas Ovos, Vim Lav Posel, Ubalita Kosov, Afil Ein Borak Pam Achas Tlosa Bechatkina Koshet. Because of the Rambam. So the Kesef Mishnah says, I don't know what you're talking about. Where do you find it? Where? The answer is, the Rambam holds Hadas Shota is not Hadas puzzle. It's not Hadas at all. Yeah. Therefore, the Balita says, I feel the Eimorak Pamachas Tlosa Bechatkina Kosher. Kame and Sheshul Pamachas Tlosa Bechatkina. It's a simen shadasel mimin eitz avos. Otherwise, wouldn't it be even one? Once it's mimin eitz avos, we don't care that the remainder is shota. You say, alum de shavarit. If it's a psul, you have to follow the robe or something like that, or kolom. It's not a psul. It's an identification of species. Identification of species. Once you have one, it must be a hadas. If it's a psul, a different story. That's what the Abbas means, says Mishnah. What did Balita mean when he said the Rambam held like him? What did he mean by that? Because Mishnah doesn't see what he's talking about. What did the Torah mean is that the Rambam holds away? Yeah. The Rambam didn't say it's a psul. It's considered not an ovus at all. So once you see one thing, it's good enough. Meridik. Okay. That's what it says. That's what he's suggesting. A big chiddush. An afkamina, Rabosai. If for Baal Tosef, you saw before. Oh. There's a problem against Rav Jolti. The Balaiter says that Noshu is like Yavshu. We spoke about that before. And there, It's not a menacher. Not a menacher. How can it be a menacher? Even if Yavsh is a Nosh is a menacher, that the Ritzah, not Nosh, not Yavsh. I don't know. Now we come to our last point for today. Take a look in the Shari Tshuva, which we started at the beginning. We see a Chiddush from the Sefer Moruk Tzia. You know who wrote the Moruk Tzia? Anyone know? Of Yaakov Emden. Take a look. Kosa b'moruk tzia. If you have Mishnah Berurah, it's the last two lines of page 225 in Shari Tshuva. Hadas shein olam shalo rosho shozeh magia leokto shozeh posel v'kavachoma de lulav. So by lulav, there has to be that one leaves these to another, otherwise it's considered to be puzzle. Kavachoma when it comes to a hadas. Where do you get it from? I'm a furshigamara. Alamed beis. Rabbo said, black and white. What does it say? Tana Rabbanan. Anaf etzavas, shanaf of chofenes etzo. Black and white. Wow. Please take a quick peek. We still have another minute. Rabbi Lozer Moshe Horowitz. He's been our favorite. We've seen him so many times in his daf. He's gavaldik. Most mesechus, we never look at him once. It's terrible. This year we had a lot of him in the first half also. He's gavaldik. Look what he says. It's the last line of page Tazayin. Tana eats avos kosher. Rots loma. Leman the Dorish of us the Simon Amin Ain Ikuva Shia Anav Shalokeh of us Kemosha Ain Ikuv Leman the Dorish Eights of Puria Shava Shiva Paris Vachem Belulav She Min Eights Tomorrow Uva Arvas Minachal Vachem Ain Kpeda She Anof of Chofen at Eights of Hadas. Yeah, he thinks it's not Mayakev. It's not Miyakev. Rabbeinu Yeruchim says, Lo shetzorech kach, el shekach darko. All those poskim say that Ruba Ovas is kosher. Sounds that way. The poshim shot is that way. Oh, either kavachomer from Luluf. Kavachomer. You can't make kavachomer when it comes to these things. So I brought you the Bikur Yaakov, but I don't have time to open it. Tomorrow we'll start with that. B'siyata d'shmaya, and we'll continue with these important halachas of hadasim. Can't do it so fast. I'm going fast, but can't go that fast. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we'll continue with hadasim.